You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. The service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you're tuned our way, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you today. We are opening the musical part of our service today with the song, I Love to Tell the Story. The angels, or angel, told the shepherds, I bring you glad tidings. And he went on to tell them about the Christ child being born in the stable there in Bethlehem. And that story still thrills the heart of multitudes of people today. I love to tell the story. I thank the Lord for the privilege we have of broadcasting this service and telling the story of Jesus and his love. Heavenly Father, We do thank you for the story of the Lord Jesus coming into this world. And we thank you that it's not just a story, but it is a fact. And we give you thanks and praise, for you gave your only begotten Son for us. And I thank you and I praise you for it. Now bless this service to the congregation that is listening. May the Holy Spirit accompany it and make it a blessing to souls, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue the musical part of our service with a selection, Love Lifted Me.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me.
Subject for today's broadcast, Christ used his power for the good of others. And we have recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, some examples that I want to bring your attention to today that supports the thought that Christ used his power for the good of others. First of all, let us understand who we are talking about when we're talking about Christ. The Apostle John tells us in St. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that all things were made by him and for him, and by him all things consist. And then we drop down to verse 14 of St. John 1, and we read there that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so we're talking about the one who left heaven's glory and came into this world in the form of a physical being that he might fulfill the will of the Father. Now the eternal Word took on human flesh. Some people deny that he came in the flesh, but if we believe the Bible, we believe that he did. The Word took on the flesh and left heaven's glory to come into this world to do so. And he was God manifest in the flesh. Yet he refused to use that power for his own personal gain. So we look in Matthew chapter 4, and this was after Jesus had been baptized by his cousin John there in the River Jordan, and then he had gone in the wilderness and had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible tells us that after he ended the fast, he was hungry, and Satan came to him and tempted him to turn the stones into bread. Now, Jesus Christ could have done that. He could have made the best bread anybody ever had, but he would not use that power for himself. He refused to make the bread for himself. Yet, we read in the scriptures how that he fed multitudes by making bread. The little lad had 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and Jesus Christ blessed them and began to break, and he fed 5,000 men besides women and children. So he refused to make bread for himself, but he made bread for others. And Jesus said to the disciples that he wanted to feed them, lest they faint by the way. So he did that for the benefit of others, although he refused to do it for himself. Now, continuing on here in Matthew 4, the second temptation that the devil brought against Jesus, he took him up on the pinnacle of the temple, and that does not mean the roof of the temple, but there was a place there, the wall around the temple, called the Temple Mount, and there was a high place there where I've been there, and I've looked down over the wall down into the Kidron Valley, and it was quite a ways down there, although it partially been filled up since then. But anyway, the devil tried to get him to jump off of there to show his power and to do it before the people. But Jesus Christ refused to do that. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God, and thou shalt serve him and him only. But he did demonstrate his power for the benefit of others. But he did that for the disciples. He did not do it for himself, but he would for others. They were out there on the Sea of Galilee, and a great storm came up, and Jesus was on the boat, and they asleep, and they woke him up, and he said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he stepped out on the deck of the ship, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said, Peace, be still. And there was a great calm. So he would not use the power for himself, and he certainly wouldn't do it just to show. But he did use his power not only for the disciples' benefit, but he used his power for many, opening the blinded eyes, unstopping the deaf ears, making the lame to walk, and cleansing the lepers, even raising the dead. Yes, he used his power for the benefit of others, but he refused to use it for his own personal benefit. And then the third temptation we find here in Matthew 4, the devil took him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the earth and said, Now I'll give you these kingdoms if you'll just bow down and worship me. Now, the devil was certainly brazen in saying that to the Lord, because the Lord is the one that made those mountains and made those kingdoms. And where did Satan think he had them that he could give them to the Lord? Anyway, Jesus refused to do what the devil tried to get him to do. He would not accept personal riches for himself. And he certainly did not come to build an earthly kingdom over which he would rule. And these people that are talking about him coming to earth and setting up a literal kingdom and reigning here for 1,000 years are misrepresenting the scriptures, for the Bible does not support any such teaching as that. And so Satan was defeated, and he told the devil to get hence. He charged people. Not only did he refuse the riches himself, but he also gave a charge to those who were rich. He charged them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. So we read in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17. We also read in the book of James, chapter 1 and verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father above, and giveth, who is the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So every blessing that we have received or ever will receive is from God. But Jesus would not gather riches unto himself for his own personal gain. But he does bless us with many rich blessings. Every day we're able to get out of our bed and begin the day's activity is a blessing from Almighty God. And to be able to go to bed at night and get a good night's sleep is also a blessing. And whenever you sit down to that table so bountifully spread, you are receiving it from the hand of God. Again, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor even a shadow of turning. Not everyone can handle power. We read of the first king of Israel, King Saul, and he was a very fine young man and obedient to his father, and he was a humble young man. But after he was made king and won some battles, he began to take credit to himself and to feel what we call puffed up. And he lost his favor with Almighty God. And finally, as we read in the scriptures, he committed suicide. Saul did not humble himself or did not keep the humility that he had. God had blessed him, and later he became exalted and tried to fill Samuel's place as a priest in offering a sacrifice, and that was not his job or his responsibility. And Samuel told him that he had sinned. So we are, I'm saying, not everyone is able to handle power, nor riches for that matter. And we know that there are those who do become puffed up and proud because of their earthly treasures. And in fact, they wrap their heart around it. We read of the young man that came running to Jesus, bowed down before him, and he wanted to know what he must do to have eternal life. Jesus told him a number of things. The young man said, all these I've kept from my youth up. But Jesus saw in his heart what he really had there. And Jesus told him, go sell what you have, distribute to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And the young man went away sorrowful because he had great riches. Set not your affections on the things of this earth, but set your affections on things above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father. So remember, it is God. And we read even in the Old Testament that it's God who gives the power to get wealth. And he promised Israel how bountifully he would bless them if they would obey him. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 28, the first 14 verses, how God promised them so many things. And they would borrow, they would loan and not borrow, and they would not flee before their enemies, and different things. But we read in verse 15, where on through the rest of that chapter, what God told them he would do to them if they did not obey him. And of course, we read in the scriptures that they did not obey him. They turned from the true God to idols, and God allowed things to happen just like he had told him he would there in Deuteronomy 28. So it isn't everyone that can handle power. It isn't everyone that can handle riches. I would pray the Lord to keep riches away from me if I was going to set my heart upon them. And the thing that's most important is laying up treasure in heaven and not accumulating a lot of things in this time world. Now, let us go back to Jesus. At the time of his arrest in the garden, Matthew chapter 26 and 48, Peter, put up your sword. Peter was going to defend the Lord. You remember, Jesus had gone there to pray. He prayed three times, if possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And here came Judas leading those guards from the temple and possibly some Roman soldiers as well to arrest Jesus. And Peter pulled out his sword, cut the ear off of one man, and Jesus told him to put up your sword. He didn't come to fight a literal battle or to defend himself in that respect. So he allowed them to arrest him and take him back across the Kidron Valley and gave him a mock trial, and as you know, and eventually crucified him on the cross. So he gave his own life so that we could have life. Yes, Jesus gave himself to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works. I have come to do the will of the Father. The thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So Jesus, the one we know as the Christ, came from heaven to give his life for us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. After his arrest, Pilate sent him to Herod, and Herod wanted to see Jesus work some miracles, and Jesus refused to do so, and that disgusted Herod, and he sent him back to Jesus. And Jesus would not do it because that was not his purpose in coming into the world. He came to bless others, to help others, to minister to others. He healed all that came to him because of his love and compassion. But he would not heal for show. And he would not try to defend himself in a military way, but he was allowed them to take him. He allowed them to scourge him. He allowed them to crucify him because he came for us. How blessed we are, and how sad it is that so many people today turn him down, reject him, and will not accept his free gift of eternal life. So there on the cross, he thought of others. He looked down and he saw his mother standing there beside of John, and he gave John the responsibility of taking care of his mother. He also told the one thief there on the cross, This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. So even there on the cross, he thought of others and not himself. Jesus said, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. So we read in Matthew 20 and 28. Thus, his life of service to others is an example to us. The Church of God is called to serve and not to be served. Yes, we are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and we are to help the poor and the needy wherein it is possible for us to do so. So Jesus Christ did not come into the world to minister to himself or for himself. He came to minister to others, even to the giving of his life on the cross. Father, we thank you for the love of God, and we thank you for our precious Savior and how that he did minister to so many. And we thank God today for the privilege we have of being a servant of the Most High God. We pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation. The scriptures and thoughts be a blessing to souls, for we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. It would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly magazine there, or you can listen to a previous broadcast, and we invite you to be with us in our services. Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11, our Sunday evening service at 6, and our Wednesday evening service at 7. And they are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We thank you for being with us today, and we pray the Lord will bless you throughout the new year, and we invite you to be with us on our broadcast next week, when again we bring you another Way of Truth broadcast. Oh.